Hello and welcome to Thrive, a woman's journey to victory. I'm Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks, and have been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to more than 1,000. My articles have been published in the Huffington Post, Unlimited Woman, Charity Magazine, and I am co-author of The Stories and Daily Habits of Highly Successful Women, an international bestseller, Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life. I have effectively coached successful business owners who were in transition, both in business and their personal life. Today we are talking with Gemma Delgadio. She is a special recipient of the prestigious Women of Influence Award presented by the Colorado Springs Business Journal. And I would like to welcome Gemma now to the show. Welcome, Gemma.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. I see that your background is in sales and marketing, and you've spent 15 very successful years in the hospitality sector before being recognized by your peers and winning several distinctive awards while at your time with Pacific Dental Services. Can you share a little bit about your background?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm from the United Kingdom. Whilst over there, I found a passion for really connecting with people in the sales and marketing industry. And I just fell into that position because of the love and passion and the need to serve others. And a little bit about the background, I have worked with some very infamous hotels, including a 5-star Rocco Forte Hotel for several years. And I also worked with the Hard Rock Cafe in Cardiff and London. And the background falls into place through a connection that I met whilst networking in Wales in the United Kingdom. And I really fell in love with her passion and drive. And I just wanted to be like her. I wanted to connect with people. I wanted to promote their business. I wanted to make their business a success. And I believe I did that in the United Kingdom, and I've continued to do that in America. So I'm very blessed to have, as you mentioned, received some of the awards leading up to today, including Pediatric Manager of the Year. I won several awards this year for my character within Pacific Dental Services and my work ethic. And I was also nominated for the Athena Award this year as well, which was a wonderful surprise. So, yes, I've loved my career so far, and I continue to do so in America.
Now, how long have you been here in the United States, Gemma? And what was the one thing that brought you over?
Sure. Yeah, I get asked this question a lot. So I've been in America now for 5 years, and hopefully this year I'll be gaining my citizenship. I've fallen in love with America for sure. And the reason I came over to the United States was because of my husband. We met in the UK, and he brought me back over here and married me. And I haven't looked back since. I do miss the United Kingdom very much. But I do love America, and this is where my home is right now.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that journey with us. I would like to ask you, most women do not get to the level of success and get recognized as often as you do by their peers without having overcome some kind of major adversity or roadblock. Can you share a time when you've had to overcome something major in your life and how that impacted you?
Yeah, sure. So this doesn't pertain to work very much, but we all go through adversities, that's for sure, in our lives, and we go through the most stressful situations, and mentally that's a real struggle for us. And once you do start to understand the reason behind the importance of what you go through and trying again, asking for help or advice, and analyzing what went wrong and turning that around, I think, is truly a success when it comes to adversity. And mine probably would be my mother passing away at a very young age. I was 12 years old, and trying to deal with that mentally and manage a family and my father and my brother, that was a very tough thing. And nothing has beaten that yet. So I would say that definitely was a huge obstacle and struggle in my life that I had to deal with. And really working through that and finding the courage and the gumption and the attitude to turn that situation around to a positive and really focus on helping other women during their struggles, I think, has been a huge adversity that I've overcome in my life so far.
Now, Gemma, I can relate to that because I lost my mother just about a year ago. And there are things that I think on a daily basis as I look back at that, like the success that I've had in my business this year, I would have loved to have her see and celebrate with me. And I am expecting a grandchild, and I would love to have had her meet that grandchild. So when you look back at losing your mom, are there moments that you feel like she missed out on that you wanted to share with her, or how has that specifically affected you?
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with you. I've just given birth to my first daughter. She's 6 months old, and I got married, and I moved to America, and the successes that we've had in business, of course, we would love for our parents to share those with us. I do believe they are with us, and I do believe that they give us strength in times that we really need it. There's been times when it's been extremely difficult, but finding that courage inside you and knowing that they would be proud of you and knowing that they're still with you somehow is definitely a blessing for me, and really relying on prayer and God is very, very helpful for me. But yeah, you're right. It's extremely difficult going through those huge milestones, you know, and not having the person that you love, you know, next to you and holding your hand and saying, you know, great job. So you're right. It's a huge struggle, but I do believe there's some positive outcomes truly when it comes to sharing those moments with others also.
I do agree with that as well, Gemma, and I lean on my faith in God alone too, because there are days that are easy and days that are hard. So thanks for being so vulnerable and sharing something so personal that many of our listeners can relate to. And I want to introduce somebody now. I have a very special co-host for this Women of Influence series that we are doing. And I'm going to bring my co-host, Lori Lovato, on now. Welcome, Lori.
Thanks, Royce. We appreciate it. Gemma, I just want to say congratulations. The award that you've been the recipient of through the Colorado Springs Business Journal as a Woman of Influence is top-notch. It represents so many different success attributes, and so we couldn't be prouder to honor you in that capacity.
Thank you.
So Legacy Bank is a business bank, a member FDIC Institute, and we specialize in helping businesses grow financially. But one of the biggest things that we're proud of is thought leadership, and recognizing somebody like you really speaks to that thought leadership. The partnership that we have with the Colorado Springs Business Journal in bringing the Women of Influence to the community is just a unique way of honoring Women of Influence, but also promoting your story in an incredible way so that other people can learn from you. As I was listening to you speak about some of your adversity, I was curious to learn, at that young age, to have something so big of an adversity come across your life path, what did you use as far as lessons from that time in your life that you're still applying in today's economy, but personal life, professional life? Surely there were big lessons that were encapsulated there that you're applying even today.
Yes, great question. I have been asked that as well in my life, and I use the same answer every time. It's truly, there's a couple of things that I believe that, Laurie, that have helped me. The first one is really having the right mindset. Your thoughts are essential, and they frame the triumphs and tragedies of your life. So getting past that adversity requires a change in your belief about challenges. And it's not about what happens to you. It's truly how you respond to that situation. So the mindset has to be there. With adversity, with success in business, however you want to look at life, it's truly a mindset. And you must realize that difficulty is not, it's not designed to derail us. It's designed to develop us. And a positive mindset is essential with that. That's probably my first one, Laurie. And then the second is really stop making excuses. You know, excuses are the lies that we tell ourselves when we're too afraid of the future or the past. And whatever you tell your mind, you will become. So if you don't achieve your dreams or you look back at your adversity, it will be because you made that decision to be detained by these excuses. So truly making light of situations and making sure that you have that mindset and stop making excuses. The third and fourth sort of tie into each other. I mentioned faith earlier on, and it's truly more of an energy to life, faith to rely on, to be able to lean on something to help you through these situations, good or bad. And naturally, having the faith is to convince yourself to embrace that change, whatever that change is to anybody listening, if it's adversity we've mentioned multiple times already, or if it's those successes that we mentioned at the beginning of the call as well. Making sure that you convince yourself to embrace that change, and that will be the success and the getting past that challenge that will be successful. And I guess, lastly, not taking no for an answer when it comes to dealing with life, dealing with business. And I believe truly most businesses and adversities have failed or been regressed because of these three separate occasions when you would lie down and let dreams float by, or you would focus on the negatives of the past. And once you stop taking no for an answer, you can achieve those dreams. You can be successful. You can have that positive mindset that will tarnish or discourage any of these negative thoughts that you have associated with change or adversity. So those, I believe, Laurie, are the top ones for me. Having the right mindset, stop making excuses, and really lean on faith, and don't take no for an answer.
Those are great. And you can even see that demonstrated in your life so far. Making a move from the United Kingdom had to be fearful, but, you know, focusing on your faith and trying to put that in the forefront, I'm sure had to be a critical component to making such a move like that.
Oh, yes. I mean, people told me, you know, America is just like the United Kingdom, and it's not. It's very, very different, and in a wonderful, wonderful way. It's a much, much faster pace in America, which I've had to contour to and really take the bull by the horns and really embrace the change. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I made this move, and I've met some incredible people. And I think, Laurie, some of the key takeaways of moving and getting through that hurdle was I let each success that I've had in America, like I did in the United Kingdom, energize me. So with every success I've had, I've been strengthened and empowered for greater victories. And you can't become, discouraged by disappointments. You can't be sad about these challenges that you have. You really must realize that every disappointment is being engineered for your destiny. And really coming here, some of the changes that I've noticed, you know, the language is different. We talk different now in America. We drive on a different side of the road. The currency is different. The culture is so much different. So I've really, really enjoyed learning about America, but that's not to say that I was completely intimidated first of all, sort of like a small fish in a big pond. So it was definitely scary at first, for sure.
Wow, that's amazing. You think about change, but you certainly don't think about changing every aspect of your life. And lots of people romanticize a move like that and think, wow, it would be great if I lived in another country, but I don't know that you really itemize all of the change that one has to overcome in that process.
No, not at all. And I think initially moving here, I thought that it would be very similar to the United Kingdom, and the change really hit me. You know, you don't have your home comforts, you don't have your family, you don't have friends, you're truly on your own. So I think building myself up with surrounding myself with these wonderful women that I've met over the past 5 years in networking and business, in day-to-day life, you know, I've tried to surround myself with people who give me energy rather than take it away. And I've developed some great mentors since I've been here, and I really lean on them for encouragement, advice, guidance, and first moving here, you don't have any of that. So you really have to, if you have a negative attitude or you're scared of change, that can be a huge challenge for some people. And I hopefully people can see that I've really embraced it and I've really enjoyed the journey so far. There have been ups and downs, of course, like anybody's life. You know, a huge high for me lately has been my daughter that I've just given birth to, who came very early, and she was in the NICU for a long time, which is definitely scary, not being at home and having your child be, in a special unit for a long, long time, and oxygen-based and those type of things. They're really challenging when you're in a different country to your family. So I think, you know, just seeing the positive in each situation made the transition, like you mentioned, easier for me, for sure.
Wow, Gemma, you have given so much wisdom and little nuggets to Lori during your short conversation with her. And thank you for mentioning mindset and not making excuses. Those are two chapters in my forthcoming book on leadership, and I think that those are critical to success. So if I could ask you to share where you're going now in your career and in your life, what's your next goal to reach?
So there's a couple. In my personal life, I'll start with that. I definitely would like to become a better wife, a better mother, always growing, learning, having my family, developing a wonderful base for my family, wherever that will be in America. Or even outside of America, I want to become the best family person I can be to my husband and my daughter. That's personally what I would love to do over the next 5-10 years. Business-wise, there's a lot I'd love to achieve. Firstly, I'd love to learn from my mentors and become a mentor to other people. Age, it does not bother me. I would love to become a mentor to whoever would be willing to learn a little bit about my story or my successes that I've developed quickly in the last 5 years in America. Secondly, I would love to serve the community in ways that I haven't already. And what that looks like at the moment, I'm not sure, but serving is definitely something that I would love to continue in America for a lot of the people and community partnerships, the charities that we've worked with our company. I'd love to give a lot more time, money, and energy into those. And thirdly, I would like to be more and more successful for Pacific Dental Services. I would love to connect the community with the dentistry that they need. I would love to take the region and the company to new heights financially and also successfully within the local community. So those three things I would like to do over the next 5-10 years. I would still love to work with Pacific Dental Services. They're a fantastic company to work with. They really, really apply a lot of knowledge and guidance into each and every employee, along with the nurturing aspect that they have. So those three things I would say I would love to continue and develop over the coming years.
Well, Gemma, I have no doubt that you will achieve what you're aspiring for with those three goals. And I can tell that being the best mom and wife is very important to you. And I congratulate you on putting family first. And I think that's key to being a successful leader, is having your house in order and making a difference with those that you love the most before you reach outside your home. So thank you for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're definitely very important to me.
Well, as we close out this interview that goes much too quickly every time I do it, I would like to ask if you have any tips for success. You mentioned that you like to mentor others. So what mentorship tips do you have that you can give our audience members, our audience listeners out there, that would not be able to mentor with you face-to-face, but you can give them nuggets of wisdom virtually?
Oh, sure. So that's a great question. I think a couple of things that you can definitely do as key tips and takeaways is really challenge yourself. The biggest motivation is to keep challenging yourself constantly, being that person that pushes yourself. Don't rely on others to push you. Challenge your mindset. And you can learn more and more every day, more than you think that you can do. Truly do work that you care about. There's no doubt that running a business takes a lot of time, or even if you don't run a business, it takes a lot of time to care about something and something that you do every single day. And to be satisfied with your work life is truly going to take you to new heights. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, to both of you, take the risk. I took the risk. I moved to a different country. I took a different path in life, and we never really know the outcome of our efforts unless we actually do them. And don't regret failure. You know, if you regret failure, it's something that you learn from. Learn from these challenges and adversities that we have. And finally, a few more before we leave the call. Believe in yourself. You know, whatever you think you can or think you can't do, you're right. I love that quote. You know, if you think you can do it, you can. If you can't, you can't. You know,
that's truly one of my favorites too.
Yes, you truly make your mindset. You choose that every day, and so I try and believe that I can. And if I believe I can't, guess what? I'm not going to do it. So that is a huge quote that I love and live by. Have the vision. Be somebody who wants to be that vision for something and desire to create it. You know, keep your vision clear at all times. That is really important, I believe. Don't get that muddy mentality. Make sure it's clear. And finally, guys, I would say as a top tip is that find good people. Who you're with is who you become, for sure. I believe that. You know, who you surround yourself with is truly who you are meant to be. And the fastest way to change yourself is to hang out with people who are already the way you want to be. So find those good people and try and be like them. Try and find them as a mentor and truly be like them. And I hope that helps at least one person listening and inspires them to do those couple of things I believe in.
I believe those will definitely help anyone out in our listening audience today. And before we go, I would be remiss not to thank and mention that this series, Spotlighting the Fabulous Women of Influence recipients for 2017, would not be possible without Legacy Bank member FDIC and the wonderful team at the Colorado Springs Business Journal, which takes a creative approach to highlight those who are really making an impact in the Pikes Peak region. So I thank both of them for making this series possible for me. And Gemma, before I let you go, can you share with our listening audience how they can connect to you best online if they'd like to reach out for future conversations?
Oh, Absolutely, absolutely. So there's a couple of ways that they're able to reach out to me. The first one would be via LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. I love to connect with other people on there. And again, my name is Gemma Delgadio, spelling D-E-L-G-A-U-B-I-O, first name Gemma, G-E-M-M-A. And secondly, email is wonderful where I'm always connected with people on email. And that would be my last name, Delgadio, D-E-L-G-A-U-D-I-O-G, at Pacden, PACDEN.com. And I'd be able to connect with you and meet if you would like for future conversations. I'd love to meet you people. I'd love to welcome them into my life. So however best you would like to connect, I would welcome that conversation.
Well, thank you. And for anybody that would like to reach out to me online, I can be found on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you can reach me through my website at roycetalks.com. Thanks, Gemma, for being our guest today, and we appreciate having you on. And thanks again to the Colorado Springs Business Journal and Legacy Bank, member FDIC.